Good day to you. Here are my three things today, three things plus one about the book of Isaiah, chapter one. Isaiah himself lived during the reigns of four kings of Judah. So that puts him about 700 to 750 BC. So that's before Christ. So good to keep that context, that time frame in mind when Isaiah lived and ministered. Number two, God sends a warning to a sinful nation. He speaks about the people of Judah, the people of Israel, being like rebellious children and animals who don't know their owner. They just don't know God anymore. And how terrible it would be for that sinful nation, for a people loaded with guilt. He says in verse 4 of chapter 1. So that's number 2. Number 3, hypocrisy. The Lord saw hypocrisy in their worship. Yes, they were bringing their sacrifices. Yes, they were bringing, they were worshiping him, but that was all outward. The heart had nothing, it was not worshiping. The heart didn't care. The heart was not following him or trusting him. And so he calls them out for their hypocrisy, their hypocritical worship. In verse 13, he says, "Stop bringing worthless offerings. Your incense is an abomination to me. I cannot stand your sinful assemblies on the new moons, Sabbaths, and holy days. Deep in my soul, I hate your new moons and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am tired of putting up with them." So a very hypocritical time. Easy to do when your heart is not in the right place. It's not trusting the Lord. And yet, the next thing, number four, really, for today is God's grace. In the midst of warnings and anger about hypocrisy, we see grace. Verse 18, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they will be like wool." We think of that crimson red. It's a deep, deep red, kind of like the color of blood. It's dirty. It's not white. You can't make red into white out of red. And yet, though our sins are like scarlet, they're red like blood, they'll be white as snow, cleansed not by what the Israelites would do or we would do, but because of what God would do. Verse 25, he says, "I will turn my hand against you. I will smelt away all your slag. I will take away all your impurities. I will restore your judges as they were at first, and your advisors as they were in the beginning. Afterward, you will be called a righteous city, a faithful town. Zion will be redeemed with justice, and those who return to her will be redeemed with righteousness." So those who turn and trust their Savior God, will have that cleansing of all sin. And he is the one to do that. He is the one who saves. He is the one who brings deliverance and makes sinners righteous through Jesus, the coming Savior, and redemption through that same coming Savior. As you have read through this today, post any comments, questions you might have on chapter one. And tomorrow we'll pick up with chapter two. May God bless your day.